to the DI Download, your cheeky, chatty and slightly over-caffeinated guide to all things British TV and beyond. From an American point of view, from hot takes to deep dives, rewinds to wild theories, if it's on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get stuck into another episode of the DI Download.
Aloha from beautiful tropical Honolulu, Hawaii. It's Michael T. I hope all is well with you wherever you are. First, before we get to our episode, a word about the title of this podcast, The DI Download. If you watch British TV as much as I do, you probably understand the reference. The DI refers to a level of British law enforcement hierarchy, the Detective Inspector. Within the detective ranks, there's DC, Detective Constable, DS, Detective Sergeant, DI, DCI, Detective Chief Inspector, DSU, Detective Superintendent, and DCS, Detective Chief Superintendent. In naming this podcast, I thought the DI Download had a nice ring to it. And there are so many excellent British police dramas to talk about. But our subject matter covers more than cop shows and mysteries. Really, we touch on all kinds of shows in the British TV world. The vast majority will be mysteries, but there will be times when we get into some other shows as well. This episode of the DI Download is all about the granddaddy of British TV shows, the one that set the bar so high for every other drama out there. We're talking about Downton Abbey. To say that Downton Abbey set records is quite the understatement. Let's be honest, Downton Abbey didn't just get popular, it got historic. This show racked up awards like it was hosting its own gala at Highclere. Emmy wins? Absolutely. Golden Globe? Yes. A Guinness World Record for being the most critically acclaimed English language show of 2011. Not bad for a series steeped in corsets and class tension. It hit over 220 territories globally, owned PBS ratings, and even inspired cookbooks and more. Downton proved that slow burns, long glances, and post-Edwardian drama could carry global weight. And with Maggie Smith zinging one-liners like a duchess armed with tea and daggers, how could it not? Downton Abbey is one of one. The show premiered in the UK on September 25th, 2010, and then in the US on PBS on January 9th, 2011. It cost more than $1 million to produce each episode, and they filmed at Highclere Castle, which is now a famous tourist destination. A must-see for Downton fans. Actually, my wife has been there. She was able to take a side trip during a trip she took for our church, and she says it was even more grand seeing it in person. All the success of Downton, the series and the movies, makes me wonder, why? Why did this show become the phenomenal hit that it is? For me, it comes down to three core elements: attention to detail, plausibility, and we got a glimpse into the dynamics of an aristocratic house. Of course, it's always the writing that drives the success of any show in any medium, so let's not ignore the genius of creator and writer Julian Fellowes. He gave us characters with depth, intriguing dialogue, and history as it might have been in Edwardian England. I remember watching an extra from Downton Abbey. Maybe it was from a DVD. It was an interview with Alastair Bruce, the historical advisor of the show. He made sure every aspect of Downton was accurately portrayed, from table settings to servant behavior to costume details and social customs. This attention to detail is in every shot. He coached the actors on how to serve and receive food, how to sit and stand according to the character's class, how to wear clothing how to open doors and descend staircases. It was Alastair Bruce's knowledge of British cultural history that we saw in every episode. He helped make Downton look more like a documentary that was shot in the early 1900s instead of a TV show filmed in 2010. The thing is, for me anyway, after a couple of episodes, the details kind of fade away. We forget about them because our eyes get used to seeing that level of detail. It's like watching 1080p on your new TV. A year later, your eyes have adjusted, and it's just plain old TV. With Downton, we then put our focus on the stories unfolding before us. If you're enjoying this DI Download episode and you want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at DI Download. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shoutouts during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/DIDownload. Now let's talk plausibility. It always felt like I was watching a reality show, that documentary I mentioned, in the sense that every character and every situation probably did or could have happened to real people. That very first episode centered around the sinking of the Titanic. It was an actual event in which many people died. Some rich and famous people on board perished. That set the stage for the what if that kicks off the series. Two Crawley relatives die in the accident. That leaves Matthew Crawley as the next in line for the Grantham title and future intended for Lady Mary's hand. It's completely plausible. I love that. And it gives us a peek into this world of British aristocracy. We learn about the complexities of succession. I remember having to look up the words entail and peerage. I'm an American who paid no attention to these British things. All of a sudden, because of Downton, they're interesting and important. When you look at history through current-day filters, things seem strange, curious, and sometimes backward. That's a trap we fall into, isn't it? We judge yesterday by today's standards. It seems weird that Mary Crawley couldn't just inherit her father's estate, being the firstborn. That's just the way it was back then. Before 1925, estates were entailed to male heirs only. Daughters couldn't inherit unless there were no eligible male heirs. England's Law of Property Act of 1925 changed this and allowed the free transfer of property regardless of gender. So not only was this storyline plausible, it had been playing itself out across the country for centuries. Also embedded in British culture is this notion of class. A quick AI prompt reveals that the separation began in earnest in the medieval feudal period of the 11th to 13th centuries. Talk about ingrained. That brings us to the dynamics of an aristocratic house. In Downton Abbey, we see this up close. The upstairs posh Crawley family and the downstairs everyday servants. I always found it interesting when these two worlds would collide. You had the rather mundane exchanges between Lady Mary and her lady's maid, Anna Smith Bates. The butler, Mr. Carson, would interact with Lord Grantham. And early on, we saw Lady Sybil fall in love with the driver, Tom Branson. Have you ever wondered about the relationship between Lady Mary Crawley and Anna? Anna seemed to be more of a sister to Mary than Edith. I have a female friend who told me that there's something intimate about a woman's hair. You can't touch a woman's hair in a way that doesn't break an emotional barrier. It's like the first threshold of intimacy between people. And here we have a lady's maid brushing the hair of her lady. It puts Anna well within Mary's personal space. and we see Mary open up to Anna in ways she never does with her own sisters. Anna begins as Mary's lady's maid, responsible for dressing her, styling her hair, and keeping her secrets. But over time, their connection deepens into something even more intimate, a kind of emotional partnership built on loyalty, discretion, and mutual respect. Anna is often the first to see through Mary's icy exterior, offering comfort after the Pamuk scandal, supporting her through grief, and gently challenging her when needed. Mary, in turn, becomes fiercely protective of Anna, especially during her assault storyline in Season 4, where she goes to great lengths to shield and support her. What makes their relationship compelling is its tension. They're close, but never quite equals. Mary still holds authority, and Anna never forgets her role. Yet their conversations are layered with warmth, wit, and a shared understanding of loss, love, and duty. It's not friendship in the modern sense, but it's something just as powerful, a bond forged in proximity, trust, and time. Speaking of tension, worlds collide when Mr. Bates entered the scene at Downton. He and Robert Crawley fought side by side in the Boer War. Bates even saved Crawley's life. During the war, there are ranks, but there is never separation by class. Lord Grantham hires his old war buddy as his new valet. I like the moment because it communicates character over abilities, trust over potential. I think Crawley sees Bates more as a man than a servant. It's similar to the relationship between Mary and Anna. They're close, but they also know their roles and the boundaries those roles erect. Those are some of the core reasons why I think Downton Abbey was so successful and why we loved it so much. Of course, there are tons of other reasons that made the show lovable and charming and a favorite for millions. There was intrigue, disease, wars, a changing society, the costumes, of course, conniving characters, and more. One scene that's memorable for me is when footman Thomas Barrow is fighting during World War I. He's in a trench, hating being there, and he raises up his hand holding a lit cigarette, hoping the Germans see it, and they do. Someone fires at his hand. The bullet causes a wound, just like he had hoped, and now he can head home. There's so much wrapped up in this one scene. Barrow's fright, his lack of character, his ingenuity, his willingness to sacrifice, all very human traits. If there's anything that we see in cinematic characters, it's that we see ourselves. We want to be strong, decisive, and honorable like Lord Grantham. Sometimes, though, we're all too human like Barrow. Well, that's it for this episode. Like, subscribe, post your comments. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening to the DI Download. Until next time, cheers!
The DI Download is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Theme music provided by Alpha Music. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, follow, rate, and share. Keep the mysteries and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved, copyright 2025, Michael T. Media.